Friday the 12th of May, Lag BaOmer, Rabbi David Roberts, Lag BaOmer.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here, share some clear ideas on what is undoubtedly a special day, a day of Simcha, although it's fascinating to note that there is some confusion, or it doesn't appear to be absolutely clear, it's shrouded in mystery to some extent, what exactly this day is and what the Simcha is. Shulchan Aruch says that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died mi Pesach ad Lag BaOmer. The Gemara says they died mi Pesach ad Atzeres. And as we'll see later, there are other reasons that are given. And it's interesting to note, perhaps we can almost ask it as a question, why and how is it that it is not all that clear? Indeed, might not be all that politically correct, but the Chasam Sofer in a famous tshuva, to some extent, questions an aspect of Lag BaOmer. And he writes as follows, it's in Yeridei Reish Lamed Gimel, he says, Omnom yodati ki shamati she'achshav achshadara. I've heard that today, I don't know, we become frumer, and we merchik yavayu yidreishu im es Hashem be'er ha'kodesh tzvas bim Lamed Gimel BaOmer. People go, it seems it was a minhag already in his days, goes back, they go to Lag BaOmer, behilulad rupshim ba'yachai. Even though, of course, their kavon is l'shem shomayim and they get schar for it, like Tosfos says, I personally, says the Chasam Sofer, wouldn't be involved. To go there and to, as it were, to change the minhag. He's not all that happy about it. For a number of reasons. And he says perhaps, he suggests, perhaps the minhag was based on the fact that, he says, Mikol mokim la'asoysa yim simcha v'hadloko v'mokim, can't read that word, davka shi'yu tel talpia shakel nifnim l'shom le'yodatim rashoim la'asis kein, I don't even know if they're allowed to do that. Ke'en mashakosav ralbach, like that which the Ralbach writes, Shemisha noda lekeva shmuel anovi, ukva ola belibi loima, to say that this mokim, which has more kedusha, ends up having, is more chorev, alkein hoilu bavenesen orabim adaila, higiat atos man bin yonoi, alkein hoiso zois kedesh leis yashiv yushalayim viyesa ois, gilu zochinu lekach. Perhaps it was to almost push up, as it were, the Kedusha of Tzfas, because Yerushalayim is not yet Nivna. He says, Mi yitzein v'yizakeini Hashem yizbarach liyas mimiyashrim shel Yerushalayim. I would much rather be one of those that are the miyashrim of Yerushalayim, v'al kolponim lo'im memaharasim u'machrivim chas v'shalom l'harach golos Yisrael. So, he doesn't seem to be overly happy with the minhag. We'll talk a little bit later, a reason that he gives for Lag BaOmer. There is no question that the time period between Pesach and Shavuos is a time of din. The Mishnah says in Etzias, Mishpat Rishoyim Begehinim Yud Beis Chodesh. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says, Min Pesach Ad Atzeres. It's a zman of din, it's a zman of Mishpat. And the Svarim HaKadoshim write that from Lag BaOmer onwards, although there was a Hisgabrus Adinim, there was a strengthening and intensification of Mishpat of Din, but there is a new Shem Hashem, which the Mekubalim talk about, I think today of any days we can get away with it perhaps, that they talk about that there's a new Shem Elikim, that instead of the Shem Elikim, there's another Shem that comes into play, and there is a Hamtokas Adinim, that the Din that has been until now begins to be mitigated to some extent. Like I said, many reasons are given for the Simcha Lag BaOmer, but I'd like to take perhaps a slightly unusual route. I saw in one of the Sforim HaKadoshim a very perplexing gematria. It says that Yudches Be'iyar is a gematria Amalek. Which is a strange strange gematria. What on earth can this mean? And I was reminded that there is, of course, a connection. And the connection is in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tov Chav Ches, when he talks about the Kviyas HaMoedim HaKriyas HaParashiyah, says as follows, La'olam b'yoyim sheyehiyeh Purim yehiyeh Lag Boima. On the day that will be, the Purim will be this year, last year Purim was on a Tuesday, Lag Boima will be on a Tuesday. There's a connection, therefore, we see, there's a connection between Purim and Lag Boima. And L'chura, the explanation is simple. Shavuos, as we know, is the time when we accepted the Torah. But as the Medrash Tanchuma points out to us famously in Parshas Noach, Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh, they weren't so happy to accept. Until the time of Achashverosh, Kimu Vekiblu, Kimu Mashekiblu Kvar, then they accepted Torah Shebaal Peh. So the beginning of the revelation and the Kabbalah of Torah Shebaal Peh starts on Purim, but it seems it reaches its climax with the revelation of the full glory of the inner understanding and the depths, the pnimius of Sisrei HaTorah on Lag BaOmer with the Ptira of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Chaim Vital writes that things that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't zeicha to be megala, to reveal to us in his first Gilgul. It says that the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, says Reb Chaim Vital, was misgalgal in Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and the things that he didn't reveal to us in the Gilgul Rishon, he was megala to us in the second Gilgul. I saw, again, a fascinating remez, the chidah, and the megala amukai say that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up the mountain to receive the Torah, and the Malachim on the Katrig, and they accuse and they say, what are you doing here? What's Moshe? Mali Yudisha Beineinu, Tnohit Chalashamayim, your glory, Rabbeinu Shalom, your glory, your Chochmah, the Torah should be in Shamayim, it shouldn't be down in Baaretz. Moshe Rabbeinu wins them over, Alisa Lamoroim, Shavisa Shevi, you went up, you ascended upon high, and you took captive, Shavisa Shevi. Says the Chidon, the Megala Amukai's Shevi is Shimon Bar Yochai. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Chamisha Chumshi Torah. You see, Shimon Bar Yochai wrote five Prokim of the Sifra Ditznusa. And of course, the Tnohoid Chal Hashomayim is very instructive here. Because today the sphere is Hoid Sheba Hoid. The Malachim were Mekatrig and they said that the Hoid of Torah, the full glory and the full understanding of Torah should be on Shemayim. And today, on the day of Lag BaOmer, where the sphere is Hoid Sheba Hoid, the intensification of the glory of Torah took place on the day that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai died. On the day that he died, we're told that he revealed the secrets, the full knowledge of the secrets of Torah. He wrote the Hidra, and Lo Shoka Chama, that was a longer day, the sun didn't set until he'd been Megala, he'd revealed all his secrets. And the Hidra starts with the words, Ani L'doidi V'olai T'shukosai. Who Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was somebody, a true Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and if we have time we'll come back to that later. Rabbi Akiva was one of the second lot of the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Yochai was one of the second Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva died Yotzes on Ishmosai Be'echad, and Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai died from the revelation of Ani L'doidi V'olai T'shukosai. The intense longing, the revelation of what the Idra apparently all talks about is this concept of Yichud Hashem. Amalek, what did Amalek do, who were they, and what did they do? Asher Korcha Baderech. And there are two points there. Korcha is Miloshim cold, not being emotionally attached to something that we learn. We'll come back to that a bit later. And Keneged that Korcha, we have the Eish, the Maduras that we burn on Lag BaOmer, it's the exact opposite. The understanding that Torah gives us heat, it gives us warmth, and it gives us light. And the other thing is Mikra. Mikra is coincidence. That the Rabbeinu Shalom isn't interested in us. He isn't Mashkiach, he doesn't look after us properly. recognize, when we realize, when we learn and understand the depth of Torah, as Rav Shimon ben Yochai was megala to us, that gives simcha. The tzitzah, the consequence of that is simcha. It occurred to me once that the two brachas, and this only works with Nusach Ashkenaz, but the brachas that we make on Torah in Shacharis and in Maariv are slightly different. In the morning, we say Avo Rabba Avtonu Hashem Aleikenu. And the day, as that Medrash Tanchuma tells us, always corresponds to Torah Shebichzav. But at night we introduce a new element. We say the fact that you gave us Torah Ahavas Oilom, it's an everlasting, it's an eternal love. And we repeat it. We say V'avoschal Tosim Imenu Lo Ilomim. And we introduce another element as well. V'nismach B'divrei Seirosecha. We don't mention Simcha in connection to Torah in the morning. Because as the Medrash says, somebody that learns Torah Shebal Peh, the only way to learn Torah Shebal Peh, Eino Eloi Medei Se'elo Misha Oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'chol Liboi Nafshoi Ma'odai. It's not easy to learn Torah Shebal Peh. It takes time, it takes effort. And therefore the bracha that we make, we understand that the love that the Rabbeinu Shalom showed for us in revealing to us the full inner workings of Torah, which is Torah Shebal Peh, we realize, Le'koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris Es Yisrael, like the Gemara says in Gittin, only on Torah Shebal Peh. On that he made us the Bris. What is Bris? Bris is eternal. Therefore we know it's Ahava Solon. It's something that will stay forever. Ki Le'sishochach Mipizaroi. Again, the Svarim HaKadoshim say that the Sefer Tevis Yochai. It won't be forgotten. Something that we put effort into, when we realize the depth and the glory of Torah Shebal Peh, it generates simcha. That's the simcha of Lag BaOmer. But there's another nekuda here in Lag BaOmer. And this is what the Chasam Sefer does tell us about Lag BaOmer. And he writes as follows. He says, "Lefi de'isa b'medrash shemiyem shakola acharora sheitziu mimitzrayim olchu gimul yomim b'lei lechem va'achakach yorad amon." He says the mon fell for the first time on Lag BaOmer, and v'roi lases lezer zeicha toiv. Hagam, he says, he points out achu neged ashas, but that is the simcha, that is the simcha of Lag BaOmer. And the pshat is as follows. These two things, of course, go together. They're not two separate things. They all come together. Because only if a Yid recognizes and realizes and feels that the Rabbeinu Shalom is Mashgiach, he's on top of him and he looks after him and he gives him his parnasa, only then can a person sit and learn Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, like the Gemara says, you can be Yetzer Kriyas Mashachris V'Arvis. Dovazeh Osel Omrei La'amaretz, as the Gemara says in Menachos. But what is the greatest impediment to steiging in Torah? It's when I feel I don't have the time. I don't have the menuchas hanefesh to dedicate to sitting and learning. And this is especially true in the current financial climate and the turmoil and the difficulties that so many people are undergoing. That is the greatest impediment. How can I sit down to learn, to have a chavrusa? I need to maximize my income. There's more things that I need to do, and of course it's not for me to comment on what is appropriate and what is inappropriate. Everybody needs to work that out themselves and get guidance from their rav. But the idea of having bitochen, which as the Chovas Halvavos explains, we've said it I think here before, is menuchas nefesh habeteach. The definition of bitochen is the calmness, the tranquility, the knowledge that the Rabbeinu Shalom is looking after me, that he ultimately decides what will happen. Only a person that has understood that. Torah in its true hoyd shevahoyd, in its full glory, as Torah Shebal Peh, to sit and steig, as I say, the greatest impediment is thinking that I can't do it, I don't have the time, I'm not able to do it. And this is what Rav Shimon Yochai taught us. Of course, he was Beiteach and the Rabbeinu Shalom to the nth degree, and his parnasa was given to him also like the mob. He was in the cave and was given miraculously. He had his parnasa, his sustenance. The two things go together. They go hand in hand. Going back to the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva and trying to understand another aspect of what happened to them and how it could have happened to them, I'd like to share the following idea, and a very important idea. Lag BaOmer always falls out on the Perek and Perek Dalet. And there's a limud there, there's a Rabbeinu Yonah there, which is a fascinating Rabbeinu Yonah. So the truth is, it's very difficult to understand how the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, whose whole credo, his whole motto was, that his Talmidim should somehow, on their Madrega of course, should have been Leinagu Kovin Zelazeh. What does that mean? How do we understand this? And what exactly does it mean? The word, Rabbi Shamshon Raphael Hirsch points out, the word Kovoid and Kovid, of course, go together. Something that is Kovid, something that is weighty, something, something that has importance, I will ascribe Kovid and honor and importance to it. And in the run-up to Matan Torah, to Kabbalah HaTorah, before we accept the Torah itself, we have to put in place the Kovod HaTorah. We have to understand, we have to be able to ascribe the correct weight and importance to Torah. And if that isn't there, if there's no Kovod HaTorah, then we don't give it its importance, and we won't attach ourselves to it as we should. The Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Revi, which again always falls out on the week of Lag BaOmer, starts as follows. Ben Zoma Omer Ezehu Chocham Haloimed Mikol Adam. Shenema Mikol Melamdai Hiskalti. Who is a Chocham? Somebody who learns from everybody. And here there are amazing words from Rabbeinu Yonah. And he starts off, he says, Omru Chachmei Ha'umais. Which itself is interesting. He's being Mekayim in the Mishnah immediately. Mishnah Ben Zoma is telling me who's a Chocham is Loimed Mikol Adam. He found, he heard something which was Chachma, and therefore he's quite happy to quote the Chachmei Ha'umais. And he says as follows, Ki hayedea kol ha-chochmais. Somebody who knows everything, carries a lot of data with him. Im einoi oyhev es ha-chochma einenu chocham. If he doesn't love the Chachma, if he doesn't have an emotional attachment to that knowledge, einoi chocham v'haloi tipishu. Such a person is a fool. Because he doesn't love the Chochmah, and he adds the words Kihi Hadas. What is Das? Das is the connection. You have Chochmah, the knowledge. Bina is the ability to place it in a frame of reference, to contextualize that knowledge, to be Mavin Dava Mitoch Dava means that you fully understood it. But that alone isn't enough. There has to be Das. Mayeda Adam is Chava Ishtoi. Das is always connection, but emotional connection. A computer is your typical tipish. Can carry many, many terabytes of information, or whatever they're up to nowadays. Can carry amazing amounts of information, but nobody would call it a chocham, because there is no emotional connection. It's raw data. You can recall it, but that's not chochma. Because there is no ahava, there's no tava to the chochma. On the other hand, somebody who has an emotional connection to Chochmah, he loves Chochmah, he desires it and is on the lookout for it, wherever he can find it. Even though, thus far, he knows nothing, such a person is already a Chochm. Because he will certainly achieve his goal. And what's the acid test? Whether a person is or isn't a chacham, al ze omer ben zoyim shekol kachu oyev es hachochmo umzave ileho sheshoyel lechalodom. He's happy to seek it wherever he can find it, as long as it's emes. Gonna clarify that it's emes, but he'll take it from wherever he can find it. That's how much he desires the chachma. Va'af l'mishen yedei kim davar echod levad yilmedei simimenu. Even if the fellow that I'm asking only has one piece of data, but that's my Torah that he's got. This is my Aveda. I need it. And therefore I'll be unashamed to find it out from wherever it is. Surely if we think about this for a moment, Rabbi Akiva was the paradigm. He was the exemplar of this idea. Because if we're on the lookout for Chochmah, we'll find it everywhere and anywhere. The world and the Torah is full of Chochmah. But if we're not on the lookout for it, it can smack us in the face and pass us by. I have seen stones and water many, many times. But they weren't seminal, life-changing events for me. Rabbi Akiva clearly was somebody who was oyhev es achochma umisava eleho. He was on the lookout for clarifying emes, finding emes wherever it is, and then not just passing it by. He had such an ahavas achochma, an atava for chochma. He saw the stone and the water, and that changed his life. He was the true chocham. His talmidim, and tzleil chinam, I think, if you think about it, the yeshiva system, our Masaira, in the way that we absorb Torah Shebaal Peh, is comprised of two components. The percentage of time that we spend in yeshiva actually listening to a shiur from our Rebbe, in percentage terms, is relatively small. True, everything we do is the build-up to it, it's the preparation for shiur, it's the chazara of shiur. But how do I absorb it? Through and from my peers. The Chavrusa system has been designed, this is the Al Masaira. That's how you absorb Torah Shebaal Peh, by being a loymed mikol adam, whoever it may be. My Chavrusa may be my peer, but he's got Chochmah that I need. And together we'll bang it out and we'll clarify. But only somebody that's oyev es ha-chochmah umis'ave eleho, somebody that is a true Chocham, will get from their Chavrusa what they need, and then be able to go on and absorb Torah from their Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva was this the paradigm of the Chocham. And when his Talmidim, true on their Madrega, but when his Talmidim didn't realize and didn't recognize that, and they didn't realize, Shehoisa Einayim Tzora B'Chavreim, the Medrash says in Keheles, and they weren't able to be Loimid Mikol Adam, by definition, they were not Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Because to be a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva means to be a true Chacham, to be Oyev Es HaChacham, what's the acid test? Says Ben Zayma, are you Loimid Mikol Adam? They weren't Loimid Mikol Adam, because if I recognize that my Chavrusa has got the Torah that I need, and together will absorb and work out Torah Shebaal Peh, I would give him Kovod, I'd recognize it's Kovod, and I'd give him the Kovod. And if I don't, then they're not Chachamim. And the Masaira was already broken. The question, however, that remains on that is, okay, but was the crime so heinous that they had to die in such a way, in a misa mashuna, a sakra? What was so terrible? The Chafetz Chaim writes a chiddush in Avos Chesed, again based on a Mishnah in Perek Ravi. We just had in Parshas Emor the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. Picture the following scenario. Somebody's standing in front of a judge, court case, and the judge has already satisfactorily established the facts, the evidence is there, the crime has been committed, and then prosecution and the defense counsel are about to enter a plea and they're about to discuss and debate the level of intent. Was it premeditated? Was it willful? Was it unintentional? And the judge just dismisses them all. Says, I'm not interested. The tariff is the same. Sentencing guidelines, current sentencing guidelines, it makes absolutely no difference. We would say that's a travesty of justice. Surely it makes a tremendous difference. And that would be one thing if it was just a parking ticket, if it was something relatively trivial, relatively minor. Imagine if it was a capital case, and we still were a hanging nation. And the outcome of my very life depends on the outcome. Surely, that would be an even greater travesty of justice for the judge just to dismiss the notion, the debate about whether it was willful, intentional, or premeditated, planned, unintentional. And let's compound the question. What would be if the statute itself was unclear? That the definition of the crime itself wasn't clearly laid down by the draftsman. There are people that spend their lives working out and wording, it's a chochmah to be a law draftsman, to work it out exactly, so then the statute, because it's going to be interpreted by all subsequent judges, law lords, the Privy Council. Imagine the statute itself was unclear. Says, now you'll appreciate the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Echod Shoigeg ve'echod Mezid b'chilul Hashem. When it comes to Chilul Hashem, it makes absolutely no difference. Shoygeg, mazid, makes no difference. Shema toima, lest you say that perhaps that the aveira, the oynish, the punishment for Chilul Hashem isn't so terrible. We know this not to be the case. The Gemara Numa Peivav, Paskind in Rambam Hilchas Tshuva, that for Chilul Hashem, Tshuva Toila, Yom Kippurim, Yisurim, and only Misam Amarekes. It's a capital crime. It's a capital offense. And Echad Shegig Vechad Mezid. And what is Chilul Hashem Hechidomi Chilul Hashem, asks the Gemara? Says the Gemara, it's a sliding scale. Says Rav, you're going down. No, if I go and take meat from the butcher and I don't pay, that's a Chilul Hashem. For somebody else, it's something else. Depending on who we are, what we represent, our education, our background, the definition of Chilul Hashem, it's a sliding scale. It's not all that clear. It's a crime that's defined by the consequence, the perception in somebody else's mind. I don't have control over it. I'll adapt a moshul from Reb Shalom to explain this. Imagine NASA is sending up a mission, most important mission to Mars, and it takes 40 years to get there, 40 years to come back, but this hopefully will herald scientific breakthroughs that will advance society and healthcare and our knowledge, our understanding. And we tell this fellow, you go up there and you're going to do all these amazing experiments, you're going to bring back new vistas of knowledge that will help society tremendously. But it's 40 years there and it's 40 years back. This is a lifetime. Oh, and by the way, here's a digital camera. It'd be nice to have some interesting pictures of the red planet. We can't rely on the Hubble thing anymore. It keeps breaking down every 2 minutes. It'd be nice to have some nice pictures. And 40 years later, well, 80 years later, 40 years there, 40 years back, touches down in Cape Canaveral, and an old man hobbles out, and we say to him, "No," and he says, "Look at these pictures I brought. They're amazing." And we say to him, "What about the science? What about the experiments?" "Oh, I knew there was something else. I should have been, I knew there was something else." The fact, whether it was intentional or unintentional, is neither here nor there. It makes no difference, because he's failed his mission. Shehakol bara lechvoda, says Rav Shalom. The tachlis abriya, the purpose, our very raison d'etre, our purpose for being, is to be megala kved shamayim, is to reveal through our lives, through our actions, the greatness, the glory of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. That's what we're here for. That is the whole tachlis. And therefore, echad shegeg, ve'echad mezit b'chilul Hashem. If a chilul Hashem ensues from what a person does, it doesn't make any difference. The penalty is severe, but it makes no difference. The Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, true on their madrega, by not understanding and absorbing the limudim from their Rebbe, who was the true Chochem, the Loimed Mikolodom, the person that was misava, had an ava for Chochma, a taiva for Chochma, and he would be Loimed Mikolodom. He'd sit in Cheder at the age of 40 learning Aleph Beis. He'd learn from a stone. He'd change his life and become a better person and be Mekayim his Tachlis. And they were unable to recognize that the hoid, the glory and the depth of Torah they would absorb from the Chaverim as well as from their Rebbe. They were not Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. The Masorah is broken and Torah cannot be learned that way. And that was an amazing Chilul Hashem. And therefore what happened, happened. The limud for us, of course, is that we've been Zeicha. Today is the day where we got two things. We were given, we were granted tremendous giluyim in the depths of Torah, in the Pnimiyas HaTorah, in the Sistrei HaTorah, and that's why the Mises Reb Shimba Yochai, really, it's a problem that the Mefarshim ask. It should, normally when a tzaddik dies, it's a talis, it's a tzora, but here there was a simcha. It's the simcha of knowing the revelation of the full glory of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the bris, the eternity of Klal Yisrael, and that gives us simcha. Nefel v'nismach b'divrei seiros secha. That gives us tremendous simcha because we know va'avos ha'altosin imenu leilomim. But that comes at a price. In order to absorb that, we need to be loimid mikolav.